He's doing very good, Mr. Shim. He's supposed to get be back 100%. So the doctor said. It's real nice. Let's begin, guys. Stan's supposed to be on Zoom. Seth can't come today. Begin. Ready? Ready, Ariel? Begin.
Recording in progress.
Okay, I want to give this year the Fush Lehman for Benji's father, who's having a kidney transplant tomorrow. May Hashem send him Refu Shlema, may be completely successful. And please have in mind Yoshua Meir ben Nechama Zelda, that's Benji's father, and the man that is giving the kidney, Shmuel Moshe ben Chaya Frua. And also, we should have in mind Refu Shlema for Vitalis from Menachem Mendel ben Rina. They have a Refu Shlema ben Mihiris. Okay, Benji. Everything should be well with the family. Okay, we're in the middle of the Taisvus, Bedaf Hamid Beis, in the bottom Taisvus, where Taisvus is discussing this amazing concept of Migu B'Makom Chazaka. There are different kochos and shas, mechanisms. Migu is one. You want to talk about hockey, the NHL, face-offs. Yosef loves hockey, Romeisen. Okay? You want to talk about face-offs, NHL. The real face-offs are in the Gemara. When the Gemara faces off a Migu versus Chazokin. That's the real face-off. Okay? And therefore, what'd you say?
The World Series.
Oh, and the Gemara posits appropriately within the Stanley Cup. Ariel, if you would have said the Stanley Cup, right?
I'm not holding.
I know that's what you meant. Okay? So, Migu versus the Chazokin, which one's going to win? Which one's going to win? And I'll spill the beans already. The Gemara is going to have this unresolved by us. The Gemara is not going to resolve this. Bez Hashem will try to get to it today or tomorrow. I want to get to the two dots on Vav and Aleph. But the Gemara does not resolve it. And Tosfos, with his amazing Bekiyos, brings up different Gemaras now. We're starting from the Tosfos, six lines from the bottom of the Tosfos, from the bottom of the Omer. Right in the middle, smack in the middle, says, "Lo dummy." Okay, that's what we're up to. Lo dummy. Tos going to bring up a few Gemaras, Aryeh, where it talks about Migu B'Makom Chazaka, and he wants to know, how does that relate to our Gemara? So let's get going right at it, where it says, "Lo dummy klal." Okay? Tzruli, why don't you read? Go ahead. "Lo dummy klal."
"Lo dummy klal, who is the Parakah Omer? The Amar Hesha, the Mufsak Lan, at the East Leantan."
V'amar,
yesh leibayim, d'namam b'migu. D'ibayi patar la b'kita.
Oh, so let's get the case. We have a man who's married, and he loves his wife, and he doesn't want her to get stuck in yibum. What that means is that if a husband dies without any kids, yes, and he's married, and he has a brother, the brother must do either Yibum or Chalitza. She's stuck until Yibum or Chalitza is done. What is Yibum? A Levirate marriage. He marries her, and they become married. He has Bia with her, and they become married. The point is to keep alive the name of the who? The name of the husband. In fact, there is a Rashi, we don't actually name the kid after her, but in theory, that's what the Chumash says. We don't interpret that literally. Rashi writes, I think, in one place, I'll tell you. But the bottom line is to keep alive the name or the legacy of the dead brother. Yes? What happens if they suggest we don't want you to do you? He doesn't want to do you. Then there's another out called what? Chalitza. What's Chalitza? And the Torah really ideally wants Yibum. It's like a semi-harem you put the guy in Chalitza. Because you spit, you know what the spit? She spits in front of him. He has to take, she takes the sandal off his shoes. The spit connotes the Shechva Zera that he should have used to keep alive his dead brother's name. And taking off the shoes, the Gemara has in Moy Katnaria, that's what someone is putting a cherem. He has to take off his shoes. So it's like a semi-cherem. The Torah really wants Yibum. Nowadays, we don't accept Yibum because people are not on a high level. We can't accept. Cannot expect the brother-in-law to be with the sister-in-law. They're not on a high level. We don't accept Yibum. Even though Temanim, Yemenite Jews, do Yibum, Bismanazeh. Okay? It's really a machlokes b'chaber Ramah. Bismanazeh, do we allow Yibum? B'chaber says yes, the Ramah says no. Rebbe Vadya, when he became the chief rabbi in 1970, wrote a tshuva where he says the Sfardim, in order to have unity in Klal Yisrael, will agree with the Ashkenazim, and no one's going to do Yibum Bismanaset. We're only going to do Chalitz. Okay? So, Chalitz is a very, very sad occasion. It's a very sad event. Husband dies without kids. And Rahman al-Itzlan, you have to do this. But she's stuck until one of the things are done. Now, Lamaisa, in this situation, it was known that this man had brothers in the community. Yes? What does that point in the direction to, if he has brothers? That if he dies, what do you have to do? You tell me. You have to do the Yibum or Chalitza. There's a brother alive, right? If there's no surviving brother, she can walk. Yes? But he says, he actually bought him. He says, I have kids. No one knows he has kids. He says he has kids. And he's got a migu. What's the migu? What's the migu, guys? He could have given her a get. He could have given her a get right away. He could have given her a get right away, and she's free to go. Yes? Arya, you got me? So I don't need to write this on the board. There's a chazaka that he has brothers. He makes the claim yeshli banim with a migu that he could have given her a get right away. And what does the Gemara say the favors there? That what? He's believed. He's absolutely believed. No doubt. He's absolutely believed. Yes? Everyone got that? He's absolutely believed. Meaning what? The migu beats out of what? A migu beats out of chazaka. Our Gemara posits to Shiloh, does a migu beat out of chazaka? And the Gemara Kedushin says, Beferish a migu beats out of chazaka. What's going on here? Really? One sec, Ezreal. Tosfos says, hello, dummy. It's not like it. And he doesn't fill in the blank. He doesn't fill in the blank. Why is it not similar? He's screaming for us to say some love this here. To say a slaughter. Yes, that's real.
Yeah, it doesn't contradict it. The fact that he has...
Excellent. That's what you have to say. Excellent, Ezreal. What you have to say is the following. That there's a fundamental difference. And who says this? Who says this pshat? Who says this pshat? Alach l'maisin? The Maharam. Get it down. The Maharam writes, I'm chatting to you, you're Mechavi the Maharam, Israel. Excellent. The Maharam writes, you know why the Migu beats out the Chazak over there? Because the Migu is boosting what claim? What is it boosting? That he has what? That he has kids. It's boosting Josh. Josh left him. It's boosting the one who doesn't want 150s in the bowling. Right? Josh, right? With the strength. So you got the migu. The migu is boosting what claim? It's boosting what claim? Yesh li banim. Does that contradict the fact that he has brothers? The chazak is he has brothers. Now the fact that when he has kids tells me he doesn't need evil. The fact that he has brothers tells me what? Tells me you should point to the direction of what? Of evil. But they're not contradictory. They're not like our Gemara where what? Where he makes a claim that I paid you toksman, which is against the chazaka of Einan Aparem Toksmano. Surely, you see that difference? Here it's a direct contradiction. The claim that has the boosting migu, the booster. Are you boosted? I hear that on the radio now. Are you boosted, right? Not only are you vaccinated, are you boosted? The new lashon, right? Yeah? So Lamaisa here, are you boosted? Is the taina boosted with the migu? So if the taina is boosted with the migu, It loses against the chazaka here, because the chazaka contradicts the taina. Chazaka says you ain't on a prim toksmano, and here you have a taina, I pay toksmano. That goes up in smoke. Well, we don't know if it goes up in smoke. It's a question in the Gemara. It remains unresolved. But over there, there's no contradiction. The fact that you have brothers doesn't contradict the fact that you have kids, no. Now, I grant you, it points in different directions. Having brothers points in the direction of what? Yibum. But what takes care of that direction? There's a big stop sign that tells you don't go in that direction. If you have kids, you follow me? If you have kids, that's it. So that's what you have to say. A lot of times in Taisus wants you to think. Taisus wants you to think, guys, in Torah Shavuot Peh. This is a great example methodologically he wants you to think. Do you think when he wrote this Taisus line in Taisus in the 1200s, when he said, "Lo dummy," he wanted us just to go on to the next line without thinking? Why is it not similar? So that's what the Maharam says. I want to share with you a few other chilukim to please get it down. The Chassam Sofer, here in the Chidushin Raskolmi, and the Gaon of Naftali Trop, could be related to Yosef. The Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, Agon Reb Naftali Trop, Simikufai and Tesif Aleph, is Masbir that here it's a chazak of Svara. What's Svara? Logic. Do people pay back Bisman or not? They don't. So Amigu versus that type of chazaka binyamin, that's a question in our Gemara. Over there, what is the chazaka? It's a chazaka in din. What's the chazaka in din? That if you have brothers, it points in the direction of Yibum. So Amigu might beat out a chazaka of din, but who says Amigu beats out a chazaka of Svara? That's our Gemara. That's a second answer. Number three. A third difference. The Ramban and the Ran in Kiddushin, I gave it to the Ramakaimis, our Masbir. And this is, I thought, Lamaisa, this is a very powerful svar, which I was embarrassed. I didn't think of on my own, but I am familiar with the klal, called biyado. What is the klal of biyado? Biyado means you do something in action. You have a power. The Gemara has an egit and a daf nun hayim base biyado. It is biyado that he can give a get. Before Cheren Rebbeinu Gershom, a man can divorce his wife against her will. In the Torah, Bismana Mishnah, Bismana Gemara. Well, that's why Ksuba was so important, because it would stop him from throwing her out. You'd have to pay a lot of money. Rabbeinu Gershom in the year 1000, made three what? I don't know if it's 1000 exactly, but in 1100, made three charamim, three excommunications. Number one, you can't divorce your wife against her will. Number two, you can't marry multiple women. And number three, you can't open someone's mail. And the Ramah says, we observed the charamim Rabbeinu Gershom for 500 years. It was for 500 years. So 1,000 plus 500 is what? It's 1,500. So why can't you marry multiple women nowadays? It's past the 1,500s. So the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra, Mitam Minik. We observe Cheren Derem and Agishim, Mitam Minik Ad Bias Gol. Till Ad Bias Gol Tzedek, till Mashiach comes. That's why you cannot marry multiple women. You know, you guys have heard about the concept of Aguna for a woman, but there is a situation you can have an Aguna of a man in a sense. Let's say a man's married and the woman becomes mentally unstable. She has to be institutionalized, God forbid. So what's he supposed to do? He's locked up too. So there is a concept that Rabbeinu Gershom wrote called the Heter Meir Rabbanim. You ever heard of the Heter Meir Rabbanim? There are 100 Rabbanim from three countries, from Eretz Yisrael, Europe, and America. I'm giving those three examples. They sign a document that releases the cherem and is allowed to marry another wife. But they have to, and he's got to support the first wife. It's built in that financially. And there has to be a get set aside that the second that she would get better, he would give her a get immediately. And then he remains married to the second woman. It's called the Heter Meir Rabbanim. Okay? Our Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitcher Zatzal, said we shouldn't sign one unless we know the metzias of the case, the details, or unless you know the three dayanim on the case that for sure, you know, they've checked it out and everything. I've signed it on at least one. Maybe two. That's it. Maybe two. At least one I know of. I can't remember if I signed another. I think it was only one, actually. Okay? All right. Lamaisa, that's what our Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitcher, said. So we got this? Surely, you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Ramban and the Ran say, I want you to get it down, there's fundamentally different. The case of Kedusha is biyado. When it's biyado, that's a powerful migu. That's like a super heavyweight. That beats out a chazaka. Our sugya is a regular migu. So that's why the Gemara says what? In Kedusha, biyado wins against chazaka. Here's a regular migu. The Gemara says, well, we don't know. Okay? So I want you to get that shot. That's a concept called biyado. It's a concept that exists in the Gemara. Actually, we might have mentioned it before last year. Actually, when we learned Chulin about Edechim, we sort of, it's biyado to shech. It's biyado to be mafresh terms of mice. You have the power to do it. This guy could divorce her. This is before Cheren Rebbeinu Gershom. Okay, that's a second chiluk. Actually, it's a third. The first was the Maram. The second was the Chassam Sofer and the Gon, great Gon, the Chassam Sofer and the Gon Rav Ganat, and the Rabban and the Ran. They're all going in the Rishonim and Achronim, the Abad and Misera. They make a distinction between Biyado and Migu. Number four, please get it. In the Iri right here, and the Ritva and Kedushin, Samach Dalim and Beis, are Mechalek with the principle called, you know why you're believing the Migu there? Because there's a Sfarah, Ain't Adam Chote Lolo. What is that phrase? I believe it appears in Bab Metzi on Dalim and Beis. Ain't Adam Chote the low, low. No one sins unless they're going to derive benefit from it. No one does that. No one's going to sin for someone else if they don't derive benefit from it themselves. So they want to say there's a svar of Eiram Chote Lo Lo. A person's not going to sin for no reason. Not going to lie for no reason. Why would a guy want to mess up his wife? If he has kids, that means he's telling the truth. He has a migu, he could have divorced her. Why would he lie? To mess up the wife that he hates her so much that she gets remarried and has kids and the kids are going to be mamzerim? Right? He doesn't want that. The kids aren't going to be mamzerim, first of all, because if he dies, right? If he dies and she should have gone to Yibum, what's the din if you live Yavam L'Shuk? That's called Yavam L'Shuk. What's the din of Yavam L'Shuk? A woman's supposed to either have Yibum or do Chalitza with her brother-in-law. What does she do? She goes ahead and has beer with another guy. What's that? It's in this Olav. It's not Karis. It's not like a classical Ashishish. But why would he lie? He's not going to lie for no reason. What's he gaining out of the lie? So therefore, it's kind of like you're boosting the Migu. It's like the Migu over there as a bonus. So that Migu over there beats out a Chazaka. But our Migu is a classical regular Migu. How do you know it beats a Chazaka? So let's Chazar over the four Chilukim. Okay? Tyson again says, lo dummy. He doesn't tell you why. This Shaila Migu Machazaka Bavasar Hein the Beis is found in Maseches Kedushin. And over there, the Migu wins. So why does our Gemara present it as an open question that's unresolved? And over there, it says Migu beats out the Chazaka. Again, what's the Migu? He says, what does he say? He says, it's Muchsuk that he has brothers. He says, yes, we bought him, and the Migu could have divorced her today. And he's believed. So the Migu beats out the Chazaka. Again, whenever you have Migu versus Chazaka, the theoretical claim is against the Chazaka. The theoretical claim is boosting a claim which is against the Chazaka. Think about it in our Gemara. Praticha b'toksmani is the claim. The Migu is what? Praticha b'smani. And that claim that he actually said is against Chazaka and Erepre b'toksmano. So it's a little bit of a, it's a little tricky. I don't want you to confuse it. You understand what I'm saying? When you say Migu versus Chazaka, and I talked about a face-off at the beginning of this year, you get the impression the Migu's here, the Chazaka's here. The Migu's up here, that's boosting a claim here, which is smack against the Chazaka. Okay? That's what it means when you say Migu versus Chazaka. You follow what I'm saying? It's not a perfect face-off. The Migu one is what? He said the Yeshli Bonim has a Migu to divorce her, and the Yeshli Bonim is against what? That he has brothers. Because the Yeshli Bonim is saying he doesn't have to do Yibum, and he has brothers, says he has to do Yibum, but they're not contradicting. That was Tyson's answer. That's the Mara. What's the second answer? What's the second answer, guys? Psalms over in Granat that say what? There is a Svara. Migu maybe could be out of a Chazaka of Svara, but Lamaisa, who's a Migu can't beat out Chazaka, a Migu, I'm sorry, a Migu can beat out of Chazaka of Din, but a Migu of Svara maybe it can't. Number three, the Rabban and the Ran say it's Biyado over there. That's why it's more powerful. Here's a regular Migu. And number four is the Meiri and the Ritva that say there's that added svar that why would a guy lie? He's not gaining anything from it. All he would be doing is messing her up. That she'd be over alive and go, she'd have beer with a guy when she should have had Yibum or Chalitza. Okay, very good. Next line. Go ahead. Surely you're doing a great job. Go ahead. So if you translate those last phrases literally, it means Maisi Hasan. We bring over there Ma'ain similar Hayi Boye to our Shaila, but Lo Domi Klalach Lahachdach. But I want you to know something; it's not similar. So if you looked in the Gosu Tzionim, did you see that? He says it's like in Oslamin. He says those five words are kind of extra. See that Sfas Yeser? See the Gosu Tzionim Oslamin Bidvash Tamar. I guess it's the name of a sefer, one of the Gedolei Acharonim, Dvash Tamar. Moche Chamisho Tevos. He erases those five words because he says it's extra language. Veimo Makom Kan. We don't need it. Akashir, maybe I buy it. Hustle the foolish lane, Kol, Roa. Anyone can see with their own right eyes it's a similar Shaila. You don't need Tosa to point it out that it's similar, but it's still dissimilar. It's interesting the way he says it. You saw that?
Yeah.
In Oslamin. Okay. What's the case there? Guys, let's get it. Josh, you with me? Azriel, you got it? What's the din if a woman says her husband's dead? Not talking about Yibam. She's married. She wants to get remarried. She says her husband's dead. Do we believe her or not? Maybe she hated the guy's guts. No? Why do you believe a guy to say that mace violin? Right? Mace violin. Why is she believed normally? In peacetime. Bishas Shalom. In peacetime. Why is she considered to be believed? A woman says her husband's dead. We believe her. Number one, Mishumi Guna. We don't want her to be stuck, so we allow it. And we allow her. Normally a woman's not a kosher leidus, but we give them onus. She's only one person too. Shumi Guna. Number two, Isha Daika Umintsava. What does Isha Daika Umintsava mean? A woman examines it herself before she gets remarried. She's not going to get remarried stam without. That's playing with fire. That's ishish. If a woman lives with another man while she's married to the guy, he's still alive. Shchai chenik to zayim and asra. Isha daiko mitzvah. She's going to examine and get remarried. Number three. What's number three? Why we believe a woman? Milsa. Want you to know all these words. Rambo collects the Nebel's Gershon. Milsa Davida de Gelule. Milsa Vida le Gluye. Lo Meshakre. What does that mean? Something that's going to be revealed, people don't lie about. Whether a person's alive or dead, people are going to find out about that. No one's going to lie about that. So for the combination of these three svaras, the Rambam collects from the Gemara. Gemara has a different reason in different places. A woman is believed to say, Mace Bailey, she's Nema. Nemenis. You got that? That's during peacetime. A woman is believed to say her husband's dead. We allow her to get remarried. No one else knows if he's dead. We believe her. What happens, though, if it's during wartime and she says her husband's dead? What's the deal? She's not believed. Excellent, Josh. B'shas melchama lo memes. With one word, bididami. I don't like, you know, how people like, they puke and like the English language, you know, why the word is this and what it sounds like. It doesn't mean anything. And also, this is a dummy doesn't mean someone's a dummy. You know what I'm saying? What does it mean? Doesn't mean anything like that. But a dummy is she's got an imagination where she thinks he's dead. There's so many boys being killed in war, she thinks her husband's got to be one of them. So, b'shas melchama, she is not believed. That is the din. The question is, what happens, Azriel, when she brings to the table, no one knows there's a war except her, and she says there's a war. She says there's a war, and Lamaise, he's dead.
Isn't that weird?
Okay, let's say it was in Australia, in Vietnam, you know, it's like hundreds of years ago. There's no cables, there's no newspapers. She says there's a war. No one else knows there's a war. She says there's a war, and she says he's dead. So what does the Gemara say? There's a migu. What's the migu? She could have said what?
He just died.
He just died. It was peacetime. Yes? And her real claim was what? There was a war and he's dead. Yes? What's the chazaka? The chazaka is that she lies. The chazaka, she lies, not on purpose, but subconsciously, but the dummy. Whenever there's a war, she thinks he's dead. What's the shaila here? The shaila is, though, that's when we know when everyone knows there's a war. But maybe when she's the one who reveals to everyone there's a war, she did the research and really knows the guy's dead. That's the Gemara's question. We don't know. Maybe yes, maybe not. So what does he see? What does he say from there? Go ahead. And he says it's not similar. Why is it not similar? Truly. Taisa says not similar. That's a case. The Gemara leaves it as an open question. Now this is a little bit of a difference. He's saying, why does the Gemara need to repeat in Shas? Which is first? Nashim or Zikin? In the Seder of Shas. Which one's first? I kind of spilled the beans. Nashim's first. So the Gemara posed the shaila in the end of Yomamas. Migu versus Chazaka. It's like the Gemara discovered America by us. Migu, Mokosan, Haile, Beis. It asked the shaila already in Yomamas. Why is the Gemara repeating it? So it's dissimilar in two ways. Number one, Tais doesn't say, But number one, I want to suggest. Number one, I want to suggest two differences. Number one, over there, there's no contradiction. Why is there no contradiction? Because why? Maybe the only time we think she's what? She's subconsciously what? Fibbing. Even though she might not know she's lying on purpose, is when what? When we know for sure there's a war. When we know there's for sure a war, she makes the supposition that her husband must be one of the boys that were killed. But maybe in a situation where what? Where she's the one who's revealing that there's a war, maybe she did the research. So it's not a direct contradiction, the Migu. The Migu is not a direct contradiction. She said there's a war and he's dead. That doesn't contradict the Chazaka. The Chazaka is when we know there's a war, then we assume she's lying, that she didn't look into it. But that's not this case here. You understand what I'm saying? That's why it's an open question. Whereas in our Gemara, the Migu can completely contradicts the Chazaka. It's different. That's why the Gemara poses the question. That's number one distinction. Number two, Tosin Yevamis, if you look up the Tosin Yevamis, Kuf Tet Vavim Rafter Masko Mi says,
okay.
Kuf Tet Vavim Rafter, at the end of the sector there, Dimasko Mi says, it's almost towards the end, I think Yevamis ends Kuf Kapes. What does it say? According to Artsad, that a Migu is better than a Chazaka, why is it over there worse? Our Gemara says there's a Tzad, a Migu beats out a Chazaka. Why over there is it different that a Migu wouldn't be good? Because Bizman Mechama, she always thinks that he's dead. There's more of a reason to say that a Migu works here, whereas over there there's something incriminating about it. There's something incriminating about it. That what? There's a deficit over there. The deficit is that anytime there's war, even if she's saying that there's war, she just makes the assumption automatically that he's dead. So something fishy. It's more fishy over there. So I can go in both directions. Over there, I could say the Migu's better over there because it doesn't contradict the Chazaka straight on. Yes? Number two, I could say the Migu over here is better because there's no real deficiency. It's either did you pay or did you not pay for Maisa. Right? And he claims he paid. Over there, we know there's a deficiency because anytime there's war, she might just make the supposition that he's dead. Whether we all know it's a war, we're for sure we have that the supposition that she's faking it. But even when she says there's a war, maybe in that case she's also lying. So I want to be, I'm saying two differences in two different directions.
What is Tosos after that? Second answer.
Tosos and Yevamis?
Yeah.
Tosos and Yevamis says, I understand why the Migu by us would be better. Because by me, the Migu by us, there's nothing deficient about it. There's nothing fishy. Over there it's fishy. Anytime you hear the word Zman Milchama, not intersecting with the Chazaka. Anytime you hear the word Zman Milchama, it just might be, it's fishy, then maybe she's not telling the truth. You don't have, what might say, something fishy by us. He claims he paid it back to Zman.
Isn't that fishy?
I understand that, but there's nothing that's based on what? That's based on, it's not a psychology, you know what I'm saying? It's just based on the Metzius. I understand what you're saying. There's truly really saying it's still deficient because it's against Chazaka. But it's not, it's a Chazaka that's one against the other. It's either did you pay it back or did you not pay it back? It's not an issue of what? It's not an issue of a lie, you know what I'm saying? Or that you subconsciously are lying. That's what I'm saying. When you subconsciously lie, you don't notice you're lying. You know, it's kind of like a pathological liar. But it's not really pathological. It's not malicious. You don't realize what you're doing. Here it's a mitzvah. Did you pay back or did you not pay back? You know what I'm saying? Here she could swear to say Torah and think that her husband's dead. When it's not true. She just has what? What's the word in English? She's faking herself out. She's tricking herself. What? Yeah, but more than that, but she's being masmered to herself. That she's what? She's telling the truth. Right? More than hysterical. She's saying she thinks she's telling the truth.
She
psyched herself out. Okay, I don't know. Okay, but there's a different phrase when you think a person, what do they say when a person's on drugs? Lamaisa, you think, with O.J. Simpson, right? Yeah, but O.J. Simpson, they say Mamish thinks he was in line because he doesn't know what he did. Right? If you assume that he was guilty, he killed the two people. He did it while he was drunk, but he mamash doesn't remember. So he thinks in his own mind he didn't kill anyone. Right? So that's the deficiency that we have. Right? I don't know. I'm not commenting whether he did or not. Okay? Even though most of the country thinks he did. Okay? But Lemaitse, you follow what I'm saying? I'm saying there's no deficiency in that sense. Okay? So that's the chiluk I want to say in both directions. Okay. Fine. Let's finish the Tosfos. Go. Let's go, guys. Okay? All right. Truly went out. Let's see inside. Muj. Finish it up, Jake. Go to Miu. Miu Kasha. The bottom of the Tosfos, the place. Miu Kasha. Let's go, guys. So Tosfos brought up two Gemaras and he said they're not dummy. And we filled in the blank. Yes? Now we got to do this discussion. Go to Miu Kasha. Kofin oso to do chalitza. Okay? Acher shloshim?
Acher shloshim, mevakshim
imenu. Oh, we ask for him to do chalitza. We don't force him. Yes? What's the case here now? You have Yavama. What's the case of Yavama? Her husband died without kids. Yes? Are you with me? The woman at day 25 claims that she hasn't had Bia yet with the guy. What is Bia called? Yibum. They become a real marriage. Yes? Okay. Up to. So what do we assume? Do we believe her? Yes, we believe her. Go ahead, read out of a farish awesome. No, mukim inish anafshet. A person can control himself not to have Bia with her. He knows she's mutterdum. So up to 30 days, we say he can control himself. Muki nashi. You know what it literally means? He can establish himself on himself. It means he can watch himself. That's what it means. It's an expression. Ava, go ahead. Tvei. More than 30. No, tvei lo muki. More than 30 days. Day 35, she says he hasn't had a view with him. We don't believe her. And therefore what? We don't force him to do chalitza. We only ask. Because we assume that they've had Bia. And he also gave her a get. I want you to get this down. He gave her a get. The Yavin gave her a get. Now, is a get appropriate? I want you to get this. Is a get appropriate?
No.
Why is a get not appropriate? Either you do Yibum or Chalitza.
After Yibum.
But what happens if you by mistake gives her a get? What does it do to Rabbana? It precludes her from what? You know this from the Mishnah and Yavamas. What does it preclude her from doing?
Yibum.
You can no longer do Yibum. That's a din d'rabbana. He shouldn't have given her a get. But it does click in to preclude Yibum. So he's still got to give her chalitza. So we ask him to do chalitza because we really think they've had Bia. We really don't believe him. So therefore what? He had Bia with her and we assume he gave her a get. Because once they have a Bia, that's a regular marriage. And a get is good. So we assume the get was given after the Bia. But we still ask him to give chalitza. On the tzad that maybe she's telling the truth and hasn't been consummated, then what? Then she has a Zika. She's locked in. Zika means locked in. Zika, I'm going to write it on the board. Right? She's locked in. So you have to do, you ask him to do chalitza, but you can't force him. Because we assume they've had Bia. But until 30 days, we assume they haven't had Bia, and you force them to do chalitza. Jake, you got that? So let me ask you. Plug it in. Go ahead. What's the migu?
What do you do after 30 days?
Zika with an alf. What'd you say?
After 30 days, you make
it. After 30 days, we assume they had Bia, and then he gave her the get. That's why we can only ask from him to do chalitza. We can't force him. On the possibility that she's right, they haven't had Bia, so we make him do. We've asked him to do chalitza. We can't force him. Because she has a get.
Why do you ask the guy, not her? Do
because he's got to stand there. She's got to remove the shoe. She's got to spit. She'll definitely do it. She wants him. Unless she tosso, she has her. There's been no consummation. She wants to marry whoever she wants. She needs a chalitza. She won't be able to marry a kohen, right? She can marry a Levi Yisrael. Of course she's going to want to do chalitza. The question is him. We have to force him. But after 30 days, we only ask him. I'm going to say it again, the whole thing. You got to get it down. Up until 30 days, day 25, she's waiting for the brother-in-law. She says she hasn't had Bia yet. What's the din? We believe her.
Yeah.
And what do? We force him to do chalitza. Surely she wants a chalitza. She can go free. She wants to be able to go free and marry whoever she wants, except for a kohen. Kohen can't marry a chalitza in the Rabbanu. Okay? You got that?
Yeah.
What do we do after day 30?
Then we ask him.
We assume he can't control himself until after 30. We assume they've had beer. And he gave her a get, too. So we assume they've had beer. They got regular marriage. Beer is a regular marriage.
Well, why do you assume the get?
The case is he gave her a get. That's the case. He gave her a get. She has a get in hand. Okay? That's why you can't have Yibum now. That's why the only thing you can do is Chalitza. So after day 30, what do? We assume they've had beer, and he's given her a get. All we can do is ask him to do Chalitza. Because why? We can't force her because we assume they've had beer already. You can't do Chalitza after this beer. You can only do one or the other, yes?
Yes.
So that's exactly the pshat in the Gemara. Go ahead, Jake. So what does he say? The low what? After 30 days, we don't force him to chalitza because we don't believe her to say they had no beer. Doesn't she have a migu? Go ahead. Unless she has a migu of what? She has a migu. She could have said he can't have beer with me. Let's say he has a medical ailment. Let's say he has a medical ailment that he can't have beer. He's very sick, God forbid. And he can't have beer. Right? What do you mean he can't have beer? He can't have the kishui. Right? What's the kishui? You know what a kishui is. Kishui is the erection. He can't have a beer unless there's an erection. Right? The Gemara says in Yavamas. Okay? And the Gemara says that in Yavamas, Beferus. So let's say she could have claimed that he can't have beer with me. He can't have beer with me, so what's the din? Even though she has a migu, what is the din? And if she would have said that, she would have been what? Go ahead. And she would have been believed, like it says in the end in the Darm. Now, what does it say in the end in the Darm? It says, if a woman is not meizim fei bala, she's never going to be a chutzpah in front of her husband. If she would say such a thing, she's believed. That's what the Gemara writes in Yavamas. This is also a chutzpah thing, to say that the husband can't be with her. That's also a chutzpah thing. But if she would say it, she would be believed. But she didn't say it. She just said he didn't have beer with me yet. So she has a migu in her pocket. She has a migu in her pocket. And what's the din? What's the chazakah? The chazakah is what? What is the chazakah? After 30 days, for sure they've had beer, yes?
Yeah.
She's claiming they didn't have beer. But she has a migu to say, he could not have had beer with me physically. Yes? Who wins over there? She loses. Lo mehemda, she's not believed. And we only ask him to do a chalitza. We don't force the chalitza. So you see from that Gemara, that migu loses. B'makum chazakah. That's the Miu Koshas, Jay. Get it down. Taisa says, why didn't our Gemara post the Shiloh from there? Doesn't that Gemara display and exhibit that a Migu loses to a Chazaka? Our Gemara left it as an open question. It's a Bam Kasha. I mean, he doesn't say Tame, he says Miu Kasha. He doesn't answer the Kasha. Blab Sarachim. What is Blab in Yiddish? He remains. He remains Sarachim. He doesn't answer the Kasha. But this would have been a great riot that Migu loses out to a Chazaka. Now, Rabbi Kivager, you see the Rabbi Kivager there? Go ahead, truly. Go ahead, truly. Jake took over and went out. Tosas Dim Ramasco, read the Gilead Rabbi Kivager. Guys, look inside. Tosas Dim Ramasco, me and the Rabbi Kivager. Go ahead, Tosas. Go ahead. Tosas Dim Ramasco, me, Chule, Di Amra. Di Boy Amra. Gil Yonashas. Gil Yonashas. Tosas Dim Ramasco me, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Rabbi Kivager. Go ahead.
Tosas Dim Ramasco me, the Baya Amar.
Any Yachal of all I. I don't understand the words of Tosas. Lozachisi Lavin. Hashem bin Nadarim.
Hashem bin Nadarim. Who are you, Hakam? The Amnes.
Bahachi.
Bahachi mishum to ein isha ma'iza pniya b'fnei bala.
A woman's not going to be mechutzav in front of her husband, right? Yeah. And therefore, what she's believed to say to make such a claim. Okay, go ahead. Bahacha.
Bahacha lo shna.
Here, bahacha lo shayach came.
Lo shayach came.
Why is it not applicable here? Go ahead.
The haget biyadav.
The get is in her hand. She's holding a get. It's no issue of being mechutzav in front of her husband. Go ahead. And according to his own words, he was baller and gave her a get. So she's not his husband. He's not her husband anymore. So what's the issue of being mechutzav in front of your husband? According to his own sheet, he's not a husband. He's divorced already. Go ahead.
Oh,
Vim Kane. No, Eino Bawa O. Eino Bawa O. Vim Kane. There's no chazaka anymore. And he should have a there's no chazaka. Go ahead. What's your soul? Catch 22. Go ahead. Ain't no what?
Ain't no
bala. Ain't no bala. Mimonafshach is not the bala. Mimonafshach. Either what? What's the mimonafshach? Either because they had bia and he gave her a divorce, or what? They never had bia and they had to do a chalitza, right? Mimakshim in a chalitza. Adarabba, go ahead.
Adarabba feeds Varea, a dying Zipuka of
the Sarachim Gobel. According to his own words, she's still locked in. Because what were his own words? His own words is that what? Vareva kefid vareha adayin skukalo. She's skukalo. According to her own words, she's what? She's still locked in. According to his words, Lamaisa, we assume he was what? He was bowler and what? And he divorced her. So, mimonafshach. You can't say, chazar einanen spivei bala. According to his words, what? He's not the husband. And according to her words, she's still a zakukin. So he doesn't like the fact that Tosus quotes his Gemara in the dark. He doesn't like the fact that Tosus quotes his Gemara in the dark. He doesn't think it's appropriate. But without that, and I don't have an answer to that kasha, okay? I don't have an answer to that kasha. It's a very strong kasha, right? Right? She's a kukulim ain't a bali. He hasn't bowled her yet on my mother's show. It's not violent. Okshvar yivmo. Oh, it's a terrible yavma, but a dining he hasn't won it, so it's a great cash. But without that standing, what do you see from this Gemara, Jake? That what? Does a migu win against Chazak or lose? What do you see from this Gemara? That a migu loses. She's not believed. After 30 days, we assume he was baller, and that's it. She is not believed. Allah lamaisa. Therefore, we can only ask the guy to do chalitza, so we can't force him. Because we assume that what? He was baller and gave her a get. We'll ask, okay, please do chalitza according to her own sheet. That she said they didn't have bia. Yes? But we can only ask. You see the Pharisee that Gormi Tosus asks, why did our Gemara quote that? Yes? He buys by Kasha. He doesn't like the fact he quotes the Gemara Nadarim, because the bottom line is that Gemara Nadarim, Lamaisa, that Gemara Nadarim is supposed to exhibit the Dina Einan Esmeh B'Zvein Ba'chovo. It does, the Gemara Nadarim. Our Gemara, though, is not any that migu of any of all I is not based on a chazaka of Einan Emeis. Because according to his words, she's not a what? She's not married to him, he's not the husband. According to her words, Lamaisa, she's kuka labaila. So he doesn't think that the Gemara Nadarim is a match to our Gemara. So he says, Sarachim Gom, to try to think about an answer. Okay, I didn't see an answer yet to that kasha. But Lamaisa, I want to give an answer. Binyamin, let's do this first. I want to give four answers, or maybe more, to Tosus Kasha than he leaves as a Kasha. Why is Miku B'makom Chazaka in that Gemara that loses shed any light on ours? We ask the Shia. So let's get it. Okay? I want to give a few answers to answer this Kasha, maybe four, even five. We'll see. I think it's five. Number one, the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah in the back of the Gemara. No. Again, this is the answer to Tosus Kasha. Why our Gemara Miku Makom Chazaka is that left his own question? When there it says Beferish Miku loses out to Chazaka. Rabbi Kiveir's Kasha was just on why does the Gemara? Why does he match the Gemara Nivamis to the Gemara Nidarm? Gemara Nidarm is different. It's not based on Enamayis.
So this question is that
this what we're answering now is Tosus Kasha. We blied with the Sarachim. That's all. Rabbi Kiveir's Kasha was on the very end of Tosus, where he equated the Gemara Nivamis with the Gemara Nadarim. The Gemara Nadarim has a Azza. Ain't not a Meis Bifne Isha, right? But the Gemara Nivamis is not a Azza. Because she's not, according to his words, he's not the husband. He was bold and did human gave her a get. So why is that Ain't not a Meis Bifne Baala? Right? Why is that Ain't not a Meis Bifne Baala? Okay. Rabbi Kiveger says Sarachim Godel.
Right, okay.
Okay, but Tosus blab Sarachim on his kasha of what? Don't confuse the two. Our Gemara says Migu Makom Chazaka remains an unresolved question. The Gemara Nivamis says Beferish Migu loses out to Chazaka. Okay. So says the mitzvah, please get it. Amazing. Zok the mitzvah. You know what he says? That migu is a migu to also. To say that a man has a physical medical ailment that he cannot have bia is a chutzpah. If she would say such a thing, she would be believed. But as a migu? Who said migu to also? We don't even say for mamas. Taisus earlier on Ham Beis on the top. Right? Remember we did that? The Taisus went from Avraham to Beis. Migu to also is not a good migu. Remember that? It's a chutzpah to claim. The person never would make the claim. It's not a good migu. Such a migu to also doesn't work against a chazakah for mamas even. That's what Taisus said. We learned it. That's the first answer. Number two. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat Simen Pei Beis has the Klalm of Migu. Amazing. You know the Shach in Kufiyut has Klalm about Sveik Sveika? He has in Simen Pei Beis Klalm about Migu. And the Klal in Migu Kos Yud, he says the following. Not all Chazakas are equal, guys. Which is the bigger superweight Chazaka? Which is the stronger Chazaka? Guy can't control himself with the woman for 30 days. That's much stronger. He knows she's what they're doing. She's a Levirate marriage. His brother-in-law married his sister-in-law, no kids. He has a heter. More than 30 days, it's much more. We assume he's baller. That's much more stronger than Chazaka Einanam Parev Tos Mahano. So a migu there loses. But in our case, the Chazaka is not as strong. So maybe a migu wins. You got that? That's the second answer. You got it?
Yep.
That's the first answer of the shock. Second answer of the shock. Please get it. Yes.
The second answer, though, I'm a little confused. I mean, usually with the chazaka and migu, the case is there's an instinct of the person that they get something out of their belief. Why would this woman, if she was lying, what benefit did she get? Did she get out of chalitza versus if she got a get? Like, what does she benefit from lying? That's what I'm a little confused about.
What was her claim? Her claim is that they were not together.
Yeah.
She's pleading for a chalitza so she can go free. She had a migu to say that he couldn't have beer.
Why
did
she say give him a get? Why did she just lie to that?
Tell me. A get doesn't work to get her out of this predicament. She's in. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All it does when her abundance preclude a beer, you have to do either yibum or chalitza.
Okay.
A get is inappropriate. It does do something when her abundance precludes the yibum. Okay? All right, very good. I'm glad you asked me. You always ask me. Very good. Listen to the third answer. Thinking of writing this up, Shtickle Tires, the myself. I think about it during the break, the Shtickle Tires, I want to write up. Hopefully I'll write them. I say I want to write them, I end up doing it.
For the commentary.
The Shtickle Tires was safer, a safer! A safer, you. I have to put. I want to put out a safer for my father, Mr. Neshama. My father, I want to put out a safer by my father's 10th yahrzeit. It's already coming up to number 5. Okay. You have your safer. I want to write my safer. Yeah?
How many
safer?
I
don't know. I really don't know. My first safer is called Yosef Tovim. My father-in-law's name was Yosef. So there's a pasuk in Navi. Yosef Tovim. My name's Tovim. So Yosef Tovim. Tovim adds on. Okay. All right. I have to put it together, though. It's a lot of work. But I was thinking maybe writing the Shtickle Torah. Listen to this. The Shach says in the second answer, he says the following, very strong. You know what he says? The nemanis of that he can't have beer with me because he has a physical ailment comes from what? Why would she be believed with that? A chazak of ain't an amaz b'fnei b'achal. A woman never lies in front of her husband. You follow me? A woman would never lie. She would say that. She's got to be telling the truth. That anchors the what? That anchors the that tainah. Yes? And therefore, Lamaisa, we assume even if she would make the claim, her namanis is bikoach hachazaka.
Can I repeat the shach? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that the theoretical claim that she claims the husband had a physical ailment that he couldn't have been with her comes from, why would she be believed when she said that? Because chazaka ain't on a mehez b'fnei b'ayla. No woman would have been such a machutzav in front of her husband to say such a thing. So if she said it, we believe her. So I'm saying the theoretical claim is anchored based on a chazaka. Yes? But there is another chazaka. What is the other chazaka? What is the other chazaka?
That he can't control himself. That we assume after 30 days he's definitely had what? Had beer with her.
The two chazakas face off against one another and cancel each other out. That's why the migu loses over there. But in our sugya, what does our sugya say? Praticha toksman, arye, with a migu of what? Praticha bismani. Yes? Is that theoretical claim, praticha bismani, anchored on a chazaka? Yes or no? Pashup shad, no. Therefore, our Gemara maybe says a migu is good against the chazaka. Because there's no migu. The migu over there, the migu by us, is not what? Is not canceled out. It's not being anchored by a chazaka. It stands on its own, Ariel. Our migu and our Gemara stands on its own. It's not being supported by a chazaka. So the Gemara posits the question, a migu is not being supported by a chazaka versus a chazaka. Which one wins? But in Yevamis, it's a chazaka pitted against chazaka, and one of the chazakas has a migu on its side. The chazaka that what? The chazaka that what? That a person wouldn't be a mechutzef in front of her husband. So the migu's anchored on a chazaka. But the chazakas cancel each other out, and that migu's standing on its own, so it loses. Halacha l'maisa. It's a birur midibirur, and therefore we're left with something in the matzah that she's not believed. We leave the matzah in the previous status, and she's not believed. You follow me? Yes? You got that? Are you clear? That's what the Shach says in the Mezich Chiddush. Are you? You got that? I have a problem with it, though. Now, Chostov had asked him, Rav Lozer Gutmacher. There was a fellow in the cold asked her name. The last name was Gutmacher, was related to him. Rav Lozer Gutmacher was a great going. Chiddush Rav Lozer Gutmacher. You know what they ask? They ask, what are you talking about? Why is a person believed to say Parati Bismani? If you come over to Rebbe and say, listen, Rebbe, you know, you borrowed $100, and I say Parati, why am I believed? Why am I believed? You tell me. It is based on a chazaka, and a chazaka, and on a meis. Isn't that a chazaka too? That theoretical claim is also based on a chazaka. What are you talking about? It's also based on a chazaka. Nachlos David asks on the shach. It's a bam kasha. What are you talking about? It should be the same exact thing as the Gemara in Yevamis. And just like a migu loses there, a migu should lose here. It's a bam kasha. It's a bam kasha. Let me just tell you. Kofar akol. What is kofar akol? I deny that it was ever loan or I paid the whole thing back. Why is that okay? What did Rashi say what we said yesterday? Because loans you do a guy a chesed, yes? Yeah. No one's going to be a mechutzav enough to what? You did me a chesed and I lie through my teeth right in front of you? Come on. Must be I'm telling the truth, no? That's Rashi's rationale. What does the Rivah say? Makar Bishkara. What's Makar Bishkara mean? Rashi has chesed. Rashi says it's not chesed. Rashi says kofar akol is based on the chesed you did. Your potter, kofar akol, based on the chesed that you did. Right? No one's going to lie through his teeth. What does the boss say? The big tosis of Baba Kama, Kufzai Ramadav. Huge tosis. Huge. He quotes the Rivah. You know what the Rivah says? Makar Bishkara. Don't get me wrong, but the biggest liar in the world never is going to lie where he can be caught. Never. So if you're saying that, you must be telling the truth. So according to Rashi and the Rivah, this is a bomb kash on the Shach. The theoretical claim of Parati Bismani is what? That theoretical claim of Parati Bismani is what? Is anchored based on a chazaka of Eid and Emeis. According to Rashi or the Rivah, so it should be identical to the Gemara Nivamas. So just like the Gemara Nivamas, the Migu lost, the Smigu should lose. Lest you say, like Tysus, this is the shtick of Terry I want to write on this. You know why Kofar Akol is Pater according to Tysus? Because it's Xer Sakasiv. Kofar Akol Pater by loans, Xer Sakasiv. What's Xer Sakasiv? when you have a shmul by bone mixas. But if I'm denying the whole thing on potter, it's a xeris or kashu, that migu's not boosted by a stan of what? A chazaka. It's different, our sugya. There is no chazaka versus another chazaka that cancels each other out and remain in the status quo and the migu loses. Here there's no chazaka. It is a xeris or kashu. So the shas answer is a beautiful answer. So I want to say the shas something like Tysus in Baba Kama, not like Rash in the Rival. It's a shtick of tire. The notes and the Sifta and the Yaakov Biyudim says pshat like this. Okay, we got this? You got the Chiddush? It's a tremendous Chiddush. The Yaakov Biyudim, the notes and the Yaakov says this Chiddush, not me. You hear what we're saying? It's a Chiddush. So now the two sugyas are not the same. That answers to this kasha. So how many answers we have so far? Mitzvahsim and the two shots. Excellent, together. Three answers total so far. Yes.
But
truly.
But like the way Tosus answers these questions, it kind of ignores.
Tosus doesn't answer it. Leaves a sarachil.
Even the way Tosus addressed the original question that he rejected, obviously, like you're never going to find a case that perfectly aligns. But meaning, it still doesn't answer why the Gemara wouldn't say that there's a principle here. So it doesn't matter. Meaning, we're suggesting answers. Well, the difference is that
we're answering Tosus' kasha. Why the Gemara didn't put the two together?
Yeah, but even so, it doesn't really. It answers it, but not in a real way, because essentially we'd have to be saying what we have here is we have principles where Migu beats out Chazaka.
So yes. Way, so why did our Gemara ignore it?
And so we're saying that.
So we're saying that case is different. Box it in.
But why can't we take the principle? I mean, we're assuming that those are the differences there. We're assuming that these are the differences.
These are good differences. Yes, these are beautiful chilukim.
Substantial enough.
Yes, that's why the Gemara were answering Tosus Kasha. Tosus is like you. Tosus must not have bought these chilukim because he remains with the Kasha. You're saying like Tysus, but we're saying Chilukim that come up.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's give a few more answers. Let's go. You ready? Let's go. Rebbe Chana, I want to just write down Oslam and Gimel, seems to say like the Shach's first answer. He says, how do you know Chazakas are the same? What I think he's saying is the Chazak over there is much stronger that a guy can't control until he's going to be with her. Where here is a guy who might pay back Totsman. Not as strong. Okay. How many more answers? We need two more answers. Who is it? Who is it? The Gilyon Tysus. The Gilyon Tysus quoted in the Shittim Gubetzis. Dear Maskal, old Kossuth. Listen to this.
The
Gilyon Tysus. Gilyon Tysus? Yeah, the Shittim Gubetzis quotes the Gilyon Tysus. He says like this. He says, Bemis, I want you to know something. Miku loses out to Chazaka, like in Yavamis. But our Sugit is something different here. There's a cheskes chiyuv. What's the cheskes chiyuv? The lova agreed that there was a loan. Remember I told you that? Where's the Mishnah? I told you the daf. Where's the Mishnah in Baba Kama, guys? What daf in Baba Kama? Laps. Where's the daf in Baba Kama? Laps on me, because you got to know it. It's my fault. I said it. Kuf yud chesem and beis. I come over to you and say, you owe me $100,000. You say, any odeya. What's the any odeya? Any odeya, he's chayafti. If I say I don't know, I'm chayav, what's the din? Putter. What happens if you any odeya praticha? What's the din if you say you don't want to pay me back? What's the din? Chayav, because you agreed that it was a loan. Kuf yud ches mebeis baba kama. One more time. Kuf yud ches mebeis. I think it's kuf yud ches mebeis or kuf. Ari, look it up on the computer. Kuf yud, we haven't done it in a while, Lamaisa. We need to mekadesh it. Kuf yud ches mebeis aleph or omid beis. I don't remember. But you got to know this chiluk. This is different. A migu normally loses against a chazaka, but what's on the side of the lova in this case? What's on the side against the lova in this case? Why a migu might win? Because he agreed that there was a loan. That's why it's different. Get it down. Whose answer is that? The Gilyon Tysus. The Gilyon Tysus. Beautiful answer. Here you mitzarf the migu with the cheskes moment of the loiva. The loiva has to pay. The loiva agreed that he had a chiv. He just said, I paid it back. There's a cheskes moment. Migu straight up against chazaka loses. But here on the side of the migu of the loiva is here on the side of the migu is what? Is there a cheskes moment that the loiva has to pay? So that maybe tilts the scale and says the loiva should win against what? Against Einan what? Ain't on a parade of Dosmano, no mice.
Rami, did you see him go to the master?
No, Baba Kama, Baba Kame. Let's say it again. I said it over long. The Gilyon HaTosfos is saying what? That our sugya, the Migu could join up with the Cheskes Mamon of the Lovin. You got me? I said it over long. There's no doubt that there's a Cheskes Chiyuv. But what did I say at the end of the day? What's a Cheskes Chiyuv? That the Lova agreed that the what? The presumption is that he owes money. But in our case, he's not saying any Odeya. What is he saying? He said, I paid it back. Oh, it's Amud Aleph. I think I said Amud Beis. So a half a lap. Okay? A half a lap. What I'm saying to you is, this is not a case of any Odeya. He's saying he paid it back. If he paid it back, what does that mean? So what's helping out the Migu? That's why maybe even though Migu and Yevamos loses to a Chazaka, but here on the side of the Migu I have Motzer Kerelov Araya. That's what you get down in your notes. That's what you have. Cheskes Chiyuv only comes into play when you say any Odeya. Here it's not in any Odeya. So it's wrong when I said Cheskes Chiyuv. I want you to know what a Cheskes Chiyuv is. That's the Odeya Praticha. But here there's no Cheskes Chiyuv. It's a Motzer Kerelov Araya because you're saying what? He paid it back. So he has that plus the Migu. That's why maybe he would win against Chazaka. Okay, the last answer is from the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Who's, what's Avery write in Bava Asra? Pnei Shlomo. Pnei Shlomo writes, he says, most people, most people are Bikim in Bederach Eretz, with Bia, and therefore, that Migu of the woman that's saying he doesn't have the ability of Bia is a Milsul Shchiach. It's an uncommon case. And therefore, we assume it's a bad Migu. So don't tell me the case in Yevamos is special. Migu loses out to Chazaka there because the Migu is deficient. It's a bad Migu. It's an uncommon claim. And since it's an uncommon claim, forget about it. Okay? That's what you have to say. And it also works out well. Lefi Masha Kazan Ramban. Do you remember the Ramban said, the Yom HaShlomas Man? You're not Neman to say, B'migu Rapticha Yom? Because most people don't pay back on the day that it's due. They might pay back the next day, but most people don't pay when it's due. So he wants to say that Lamaisa, this Migu in Yevamos is not a good Migu. And the Ramban actually said that when he's pulling what exactly the case was. Remember we said it was a total. Remember the Ramban had it? Remember we had different possibilities of 15-15, 15-12 was the case, or Bisman and not Bisman. So the Ramban was Mala similar Svara that it can't be rove, people don't pay back the day that it's done. The day that it's due, the 30. Okay? So do here, this is low shkir. So don't give me the business that in Yevamos the Migu lose out. It's a bad Migu, it's low shkir. You follow me? A Migu that's low shkir has that a lot of times in Shas. Not a lot of times. Tosfos writes in Ksubis, a Migu that's an uncommon claim, we don't say it's a good Migu. Because a Migu has to be, you know, theoretically, would a guy have made the claim? If it's so uncommon, then forget about it. It's not a good Migu. If you collect all the rules of Tosfos that he puts together, rules of Migu, like for example, Tosfos says two Adim never have a Migu. Because you never know what the other guy's thinking. You put together different lines of Tosfos and Shas about Hilchos Migu. He has when you say Migu when you don't. One of them is a tiny and slow shkia is not a good Migu. Two Adim don't have a Migu. Because you never know what the other guy's going to say. Can't say they have a Migu together. How do you know what the other guy's going to think? What's going to say? Okay. So five answers to that kasha. We got it? Ariel, I don't want you to confuse the Rebbe Kivager's kasha just on that last line of the Tosfos. Where he says Eidan Emeis comes from what? Comes from the Dharma. It comes from the Dharma, but it doesn't apply here. Limanav Shach, he says. It's a strong kasha. Very strong. Very strong kasha. Allah Lamaisa. My response, I'll give you an answer. I mean, I don't know if it's such a good answer. I mean, comparing me to Rabbi Kivega is like a nothing, right? It's like the rookie league to the major league. Even more than that. Lavda of those. But I was just thinking, you know, when you start talking about psychology of Chazaka and Emeis, she's not going to be such a mechutzah in front of her husband. I grant you that her husband, according to his own words, is not her husband. Because he's been bowler, according to his own words, and he's given her a get. Yes? So in his own eyes, he's not a husband. But in her eyes, it is her husband. And if the whole thing is a psychology, right? If the whole thing is a psychology, is that a person who never would have been such a mechutzah in front of her husband, and if she said it, we believe him, so why can't you say that?
I mean, why does he bring up the possibility that according to his word, she's not even the Baal? Okay, so what? The whole thing is what she's thinking in her own mind. And we want to know whether the Migu's good. If she would have made that claim, she would have been believed because it was chutzpah. It's from her perspective. It's from her perspective. It's from her perspective. So then, why is that Lamaisa considered to be a lacking the ability to say in on a mez b'fnei b'ayla? I don't know why that's an issue. Even though b'metzias he claims he's really not her husband anymore. But that's in his eyes. In her eyes, he is the husband. So it's chutzpah to make such a claim in Yachal Avala. So if that's a chutzpah to say, so why can't you say in an amaze? And that's what it's based on? I want you to get that down. You follow me, Shruli? I'm trying to answer the Kivagar's kasha. All right, you follow what I'm saying? I'm saying the whole smart is the fee, what she thinks. What's made is what he, in his eyes. Lamaisa. What she thinks. In her eyes, is she the husband? He's not the husband mamish yet, but she's locked into him. That's enough. No? Isn't that enough to say? So that's what I would answer. I don't know. I mean, he's sarachim gadol. I mean, when he says sometimes it's sarachim, sometimes it's sarachim gadol. So he thought this is a real bomb kasha. I'm giving this answer. I don't know if it's a good. You hear my answer? It doesn't make a difference about what it's from her perspective. But if I want to answer it, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, let's go right to now in the Gemara. Actually, we don't go right to the Gemara. We go to the next Tysus. Let's see. Okay. Actually, we do have to go fight them to Gemara. No? Yes. Does it fit in the Lamaisa? Yes. Am I low? Yes, we have to go to the fight the Tashma. Go ahead, Sue. Let's read the Gemara. Guys, let's go. Let's see inside. Tashma, we got a few more minutes left. Let's see the Tashma. Okay? That's the Sefer case, yes? Remember the case? You build a higher Amos, he built a parallel wall. What do? We make him pay, but we assume he hasn't yet paid till what? Till he proves he's paid. Go ahead, read again. Tashma.
Tashma, mi arba Amos ulamala, ina fayla nasa. Smach lo kosal acher,
ina fayla nasa. Samach lo kosal acher.
Samach lo kosal acher.
Kulei.
Achi yavi raayash nasam.
Ah, he's got me a raya that he gave. We assume otherwise he hasn't given. Yes?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hefi dami.
What's the case? Oh, if the claim was after this man and he said what?
I paid you back
this money, am I low? Why aren't you believed? That's a mission shvuas. You always believe to say what? You always believe to say parakia, I paid back, right?
Yeah.
Of course you believe. When I finished the wall, I paid it back. It's bisman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's the case? Add the word lay. No, the case is you say pratika betoksmani. Ah, that's our shaila. Are you believed or you not believed? Migu b'makom chazaka, right? Because what did you claim? Pratika betoksmani. You have a migu to say I paid the bisman. Yes. Alma, we see. Go ahead. There it is. The migu loses out to the chazaka. We assume you haven't paid until you prove you paid. We assume you haven't paid until you prove you paid. So you see the fair, so you proof in the sefer. Nigu b'makom what? Nigu b'makom. What do we try to prove in the ratio? The ratio we try to prove the what? That nigu b'makom chazaka is good. Yes, the nigu wins.
Yeah.
Now we're trying. We slug that up by saying each row is its makes it its mine. Now we try to prove the sefer fakir. The nigu loses after the chazaka. Go ahead. So how do we slug it up? Go ahead. He never thought he'd be chayv to pay ever. He never thought he'd be chayv to pay until Beis Din makes him pay. He never knew of a chiv. Let's say it even better. I think a better way of saying is he never knew there was a chiv. And what did Yad Ramah say? Even if you're a Talmud Chacham, they made a low plume. Even the Talmud Chacham didn't think you'd ever have to come to fruition and have to pay. And everyone was bothered by it. If you're a Talmud Chacham, shouldn't you pay it if you know you have to pay? So I'm saying it's the chicken or the egg. The chiv only comes into play when you're taking a Beis Din. You don't have to get the guy stuck up. You know what I'm saying? That's a good lima. You feel back and forth. As we said, when it says Shani, he doesn't know about the chiv. So therefore there's no riot. Right? We're not trying to say Migu loses out to Chazaka. Here it's Shani Achal Maisa. Shani Achal what? He never thought there was a chiv. He never knew there was a chiv. That's what it means, Shani Achal. He never knew there was a chiv. Who said he's ever going to be chayiv? You never knew of a chiyuv. Who says I'm ever going to be chayiv l'maisa? So therefore, it's no right that the shayla of miku doesn't work against chazaka. In a chanami, maybe you're not believed to say you believe p'toks man. We don't know. We try to bring a raya that you are believed. Yes? We try to bring a raya that migu b'makum chazaka lo amrina. We try to bring a raya, we slug it up, right? It's not a raya. Maybe l'maisa migu works normally. Maybe migu normally works. Here it doesn't work, because why? You're not believed to say you paid him, because you never thought you'd have to pay ever. A Tamil Chacham knows you might have to pay. Maybe the Tamil Chacham says, you may make a low plume. But you guys said, he said, Tamil Chacham, wouldn't he pay it? No, maybe the Tamil Chacham would think you could say, Pshat is, they've not had until they actually form the Mechayim. Until the form is Mechayim, maybe he has no Chiv. Okay. To say something along those lines. But at the end of the day, we slug it up. We don't have a what? We don't have an answer to our Shaila. We slugged it up. Yes? Yeah? Okay, let's see the top tices. Go ahead. Truly. Now that was in the Tashma from the Sefer. The Gemara is building. What's the case? If you tell me it's Lachar Zman, and you say he paid back his man, my law, why aren't you believed? Okay? Go ahead. So what does Tysus say here? Go ahead. The Gemara could have answered. Tysus asking. The Gemara could have answered. Go ahead. Oh, maybe you were Tovea the guy Toksman. And if you're, let me ask you a question. If you're Tovea the guy Toksman, do you have a migu? Is there a migu that you could have said Pratikal Akersman? Yes or no? You guys tell me logically. If you're Tovea guy Toksman, do you have a migu to say I could have paid you after Zman? Yeah, after Zman. Bisman or Achazman. If you're Toksman, you don't have such a migu. You're not there yet. It's not on that day in the calendar. No? No, you're Toveim. Toksman, yes. You're Toveim Toksman, so you don't have a migu to say Lachazman. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, Bismano.
Or you were Toveim Bismano, like Yosef said that day. And the guy, the other guy says, I paid you Toksman Alova. Why in that case there's no migu? Go ahead. Why is there no migu? Oh, what is Kibish Lael? What did Tosa say? You tell me. Tosa's on Hammond Bay, the top Tosa. What did he say? No one has the chutzpah to say what? Stare him right in the eyes and pay him back that day and say, no, you didn't pay me back. You forgot an hour later. The guy's got Alzheimer's, God forbid. Come on, let's line. No one has a chutzpah to do that. There's no migu in that case either. Person doesn't have enough chutzpah to say, oh, I paid you today and you forgot. I mean, come on. No one has it. So he just told. What did he just say? Go ahead, Ava, what?
Ava, Alfar Zmano, having a chesed shenasam dimemakam chazaka, amrina, madal shekem.
Maybe we do. If you're Toveim after Zman, maybe you should assume that he paid him. Because you have a migu. Dapamakam chazaka, we do say migu. Maybe we do say migu. And therefore you can't prove from what? What is Tosis saying? The Gemara wanted to what? Prove from the Seifa what, Aryeh? Please. That migu does not work, but makom chazaka. And the Gemara slugged it up and said what? It's a special case. He never thought he'd have to pay ever. Yes? But maybe in general migu does beat out of chazaka. But in this case, you can't prove anything because he never thought he was chayiv, so that's why he's never believed to say he paid. Because you never thought he was chayiv. You could have slugged it up in a different way. What could you have said? You could have talked about a case where you're Tovea Toksman and preclude the fact there's a migu, or you're Tovea Bisman and preclude the fact that he has a migu, right? To say, Lamaisa, to say that what? That he could have said, I paid what? He was Tovea Bismano. And he could have what? There's no migu that he could have said, Ratichayom, Akashiki Asman. He was Tovea Bisman, and the same day this man appeared, the day that it was finished, and the same he says, I paid you Toksman. You don't have a migu there, because what would have been the migu? The migu would have been, you could have said, I paid you today, which is Akash Bisman, and you forgot about it, right? We don't say such a case, right? Tosa says the Gemara could have given an answer where you develop a scenario where you preclude the fact that there's a migu. But in the case where what? Where you're Tovea Aferzman, maybe the assumption is you did pay, because maybe migu does beat out of chazaka. So Gemara, Tosas asked, the Gemara could have given a different shlug up. Why did he choose this shlaga? Gemara could have said this shlaga just as well. Why is this better? I'm not really sure why it's better. Okay? I'm not really sure why it's better, but the Maram says pshat like this. Lamai said, that's how the Maram is masbid the Taisa. The Gemara quotes the Seifa. And the Gemara could have easily shlugged it up in a way where there's no migu, right? Where it's bismano, and he said, paraticha betoksmani, and he had a migu to say, I paid you today, and you forgot. Those cases are no migu, but if it's bilakosmani, maybe a migu would work. Right? Go ahead. Why does Taisa say it's not good? Go ahead.
Af nichal el shnuye hasam miyemar amar mi yemar d'machayveli rabbana.
That's a better answer. Why is that a better answer?
De lo tishi nami le abaye l'rab.
Wow. Let's finish up with this. What did abaye l'rab hold? Poreya toksmano. People do pay. So this answer is better. Because even if you hold Perea Batok's mano, right? Even if you say Perea Batok's mano, but this answer puts everything off. Because when you say Mi Yemar Abban, even if you normally hold your payback Tos mano, you don't think you're ever going to be Chayv to pay, so you won't pay it. Whereas if you would say Tosa's suggestion, then it would be a Kasha on who? It would be a Kasha on Abaye v'Rav. If you would say that it was Tovei Batok's man, yes, and he's not believed, that would be against Abaye v'Rav. Bairo said he is believed the same pay. So we don't want to be stuck with a kashan of Ivarobos. So that's why the Gemara selects to ask it, to slug it up in this way, Miyamar Damachai Rabbanan, and not say it in what? In the way you're a Tovea Tosman. Because you're a Tovea Tosman, the safe is saying not believe. That's smack against a Ivarobos. That would be a kashan. We want to give an answer that won't be a kashan of Ivarobos either. That's why Tysus was not good with that. He wanted a Ivarobos to be good with this as well. And therefore, Lamaisa, there is no chazaka, and therefore what? You don't need a migu. Mi yemar. But it sheds no light on the shaila migu b'makom chazaka. That's the chiddush of Taisus. That's what Taisus wants to say. Okay, now tomorrow we have short seder, but I want to finish to the two dots, and we have to do that Taisus. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday we'll chazer, says Hashem. Monday we'll have the oral bechinah. So it'll be 20 minutes. Ariel and Jake will make a schedule. We'll start at 9. Give me a little bit of break for